Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi, and today we're going deep into the tangled web of power, control, and exploitation surrounding Sean Diddy Combs. It starts with a list, a twisted list of requirements dictating who could enter his world and what they were expected to do once inside. We've uncovered accounts that paint a chilling picture: women scrutinized by weight, dress codes enforced to the inch, and questions never asked that should have been. What did those parties really involve? And how deep does this go? At the heart of it all lies the freak-off parties, private events hidden behind the glamour of award shows and celebrity gatherings. But beneath the surface, they were anything but glamorous. One party organizer has stepped forward, recalling that her job was to carry a scale in her car to ensure no female guest weighed more than 40 pounds. "We would do a weigh-in if necessary," she said. And that wasn't the only rule. No pants, no flat shoes, no short hair, no visible flaws. Every woman had to look the part. A part, it seems, in something they never fully signed up for. The source described the atmosphere with disturbing candor. It was, "Don't ask, don't tell." Ages weren't verified, intentions weren't questioned. And by the time the women realized what was really happening, it was often too late. Many of them were pressured to stay silent. And then there are the allegations, claims that participants, some of them minors, were blackmailed or coerced into performing sexual acts. They weren't just guests. They were props in a carefully staged fantasy, designed for one man's power trip. Federal raids in March 2024 cracked this world wide open. Agents seized more than videos, hundreds of tapes cataloging explicit encounters stashed away like trophies. They found 1,000 bottles of lube and baby oil, a mountain of props and paraphernalia. Prosecutors allege these weren't just parties, but performances, events orchestrated for control and pleasure, with Diddy at the helm. And in some cases, he wasn't just watching. The footage reportedly shows him participating, holding the camera in some instances, capturing the moments himself. Then came the lawsuits, some of the most horrifying allegations to date. One involves a 10-year-old boy allegedly drugged and assaulted during a music audition. Another claims that a 17-year-old was targeted in a similar way under the guise of a talent opportunity. These accounts paint a dark portrait of manipulation where the promise of fame masked the reality of exploitation. Attorney Tony Busby, representing more than 120 accusers, hasn't minced words. He describes a pattern of trafficking and abuse, with victims transported across state lines, forced into days-long sexual marathons, and subjected to constant threats. And for some, drugs and financial dependency became the chains that kept them trapped. For others, the fear of retaliation against themselves, their families, their futures, was enough to keep them silent. Public fallout has been swift. Diddy's world, once defined by excess and influence, is crumbling under the weight of these allegations. Sponsors have distanced themselves, and former allies have gone quiet. He now sits in the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, his requests for bail denied, awaiting a trial that promises to be explosive. In the video seized from his homes, the narrative unfolds, a mix of celebrity, power, and debauchery tied to high-profile events like the MTV VMAs and the Super Bowl. Prosecutors argue that these events were more than just after parties. They were carefully planned performances of exploitation. The line between fame and abuse blurred, and those caught in it were left with scars deeper than anyone realized. Combs has denied every allegation, insisting that the parties were consensual, that the women were willing participants, and that the accusations are nothing more than a cash grab. In court, the truth will prevail, his attorneys say, but for the accusers, that truth is already painfully clear. They've lived it. The trial is set for spring 2025, and legal experts predict it will be a landmark case. The outcome could reshape how the entertainment industry handles allegations of abuse, trafficking, and sexual misconduct. But for now, the focus remains on uncovering the full extent of what happened behind the closed doors of Diddy's freak-off parties. This is a story not just about one man's alleged actions, but about a system that allowed it to happen. A world where money, fame, and power bought silence and submission. As more accusers come forward, the question isn't just what Diddy did, but how he got away with it for so long. What stands out most in this case isn't just the sheer number of accusations, but the pattern, this meticulously crafted system of control that seems almost industrial in its execution. The freak-off parties weren't just moments of indulgence, they were elaborate power plays. When you hear that women were weighed like livestock, denied entry if they didn't meet the exact criteria of beauty, it makes you wonder how many people knew but said nothing. How did these events happen, tied so closely to mainstream moments like the VMAs without anyone raising a flag? This isn't just about Diddy throwing wild parties. These gatherings were allegedly environments where women and children were exploited, blackmailed, and silenced. The more disturbing part is the suggestion that victims weren't just coerced through intimidation or physical force. They were cornered psychologically, dangling dreams of fame or career advancement in front of them. Some of these women believed that attending these events was part of their big break, only to realize too late the price they'd have to pay. And what does it say about an industry that these parties were an open secret among some insiders, yet no one acted? The don't ask, don't tell mentality seems to have extended beyond the gates of those parties into the larger world of entertainment. There's this invisible boundary where powerful figures operate in plain sight, using that power not just to influence, but to manipulate and harm. It makes me wonder, are these lawsuits the tip of the iceberg or the start of dismantling a long-standing culture of abuse? Now, for Diddy's part, his defense rests on the claim of consent. But let's be real here. How much consent can there really be? When the rules were dictated, the stakes so high, and the consequences of refusal so steep. When women and minors are allegedly transported across state lines to engage in acts they didn't agree to, it's hard to believe that consensual is even in the ballpark. If these allegations are proven, what we're looking at is more than just individual acts of exploitation. This would be an entire system built on secrecy and unchecked power. The entertainment industry may be forced to confront some uncomfortable truths in the process.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.